Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joshua Live. I'm Gary Temple Bodley. Today we had an awesome call. It was all about how we are all explorers of physical reality and that the fun part of physical reality is actually this exploration. So we all think that we're going to discover something on this exploration. We're going to discover who we truly are. And once we get there, then the whole thing's going to be over with. But actually, this is an eternal exploration. And we're just exploring it at a whole new level this time around. Every time we discover a little bit more about who we are, our vibration raises and we get more clarity. And that propels us on this journey of self-discovery. So I think you'll find a lot into this in this today's episode. I think you'll really enjoy it. Remember to like and subscribe and to leave a review. Reviews are really the best way to help us reach out to other people. It gets us more attention, and also to share this with your friends on Facebook or however you like to share it. So I hope you really enjoy this episode and have a wonderful day. We are thrilled to be here.
Hello.
Hi, Joshua.
Joshua.
We'd like to start by reminding you who you are. You are an explorer of physical reality, an explorer of physical reality at a level to which none has ever seen before. You have come here many times in physical reality, and now you're living in this life, in this incarnation of who you are, perceiving that this is a brand new life, and you're a brand new person, and you're an individual, and you're sifting and sorting your way through life. You're trying to figure it out, and we want you to know that there is a greater part of you, not just the individual that's watching this from wherever you are, but you're part of this group. And this group is made out of amazing, advanced explorers of physical reality. And you are all eternally linked to each other. In the non-physical, you are with each other right now. You are gathered together, and you have come forth in this fun experiment to see what it's like to possibly look at physical reality in a brand new way, in a higher way, maybe to understand who you truly are. Who you truly are is the source creator of your reality. You are all magnificent and limitless beings of pure positive love and acceptance. You can't imagine who you truly are. But if you start to think of yourself in these terms, in the terms of the creator of your reality, in the terms of the source of that reality, in the terms of this reality that you're experiencing is your entire universe. And now that you think about what you have created in the past, where you are living right now, who you're involved with, what your conditions are like, what your bank account's like, what your job is like, what your friends are like, children, parents, and all those who are in your life. You are actually the creator of all of this. You've brought all of this together for this experience of self-discovery. And in this reality, that is your universe, you have two options. Option A, think things are wrong, try to control conditions, try to manipulate people, try to control yourself, try to control them. And what you're doing in that case would be adding more fear to your reality. And there's nothing wrong with that, because this is a expansive exploration, just as valid as any other. But now you could choose something new. You could choose to take this universe that is your reality and you could fill it with love. And that means you could accept all that is in your life. You could accept yourself as you are, as perfect as you are. You could accept all the people in your life as perfect as they are. You could accept the conditions as they exist in the moment and know those conditions are perfect. You can choose a new perspective. That choice of perspective is absolutely within your power, within your birthright. You have been choosing perspectives your whole life. Sometimes you think things are wrong, and in those cases, you're choosing a limited perspective. That is not true, because no matter what it is, it's always been perfect. Maybe it seemed like it wasn't perfect at the time, but after some reflection, maybe after a few years have passed, you can see that it was perfect and that things turned out okay. Well, then you must also accept the conditions that exist right now as perfect. Because if the past was perfect as it was, then the present moment must be perfect as well. And if the past and the present moment are perfect, then you can know for sure that the future will unfold perfectly as well. The only difference is, will you see it as perfect or will you still choose to see it as wrong? Well, if you see it as wrong, you're simply exploring what you think is wrong. And as you explore what you think is wrong, you're also exploring the inauthentic version of you. You are exploring who you are not. Now, if you choose to say, well, these conditions aren't perfect, and this thing happened, and maybe I felt a little bit of fear, and I thought it was wrong, but really that's just due to a limiting belief, and I can adjust the frequency of that limiting belief, the intensity of it. And if I choose to see all things as happening for me, all things as good, all things as right, all things as working out perfectly, well, then I'm choosing a new vibration, and that higher vibration aligns more with who you truly are. And as you choose to see things as better and better and better and better and better, as you choose to see more good and less wrong, as you choose to look at everything from the higher perspective and you do your work to process limiting beliefs, you come closer to the vibration of your inner self. And that is alignment. The vibration of your inner self is pure positive love. The vibration that you offer now is some love and some fear. As you leave the fear behind, leave the ego behind, leave the inauthentic version of you behind, and accept that you are moving towards the authentic version of you, which is pure love, you raise your vibration and come closer and closer and closer to the vibration of your inner self. When those two vibrations meet, you will understand who you are. You will understand that you're source, that you're the creator of all of this. And when you understand that you're the creator of all of this, you will chart a new course. And that course will be inspired by your inner self, because your inner self always knows the steps that you need to take to go further and further and further along on your journey of self-discovery, to the point where you know who you are. And when you know who you are, you will then move to a new exploration. And that is the exploration of who you truly are in service of others. And you'll be called to be in service to something greater than what you once thought you were. And sure, there'll be a little fear as you receive inspiration and you think about new ideas and you perceive yourself as greater than you once thought you were. You'll start to feel better, of course, but there will always be a little bit of fear. A little bit of fear, the remnants of the smaller self, the limited self that you used to be. And as you push past that fear to do whatever you're inspired to do in the moment, you gain confidence, you build faith, you raise your vibration, you release old limiting beliefs and old limiting behavior patterns, and you start to feel better. You start to create deliberately. You start to receive true abundance. You start to be more free than you could ever imagine being. You start to live in this reality as if it's something different altogether, as if it is the promised land, as if it is heaven on earth. This is the opportunity that's available to you if you're thinking about possibly leaving the small self behind. If you're thinking about possibly that who you defined yourself to be in the past was not who you truly are, if you are available to the possibility that you, sitting in your chair, wherever you are, could be more magnificent than you could ever have imagined, if you start to consider these possibilities and start to think of yourself from a higher perspective, start to entertain the idea that you actually do have the ability to create anything you want in this reality, then you will start moving towards more of that. You'll start pushing past more fear. You'll start acting on more inspiration. You'll start processing more limiting beliefs. You'll start doing more of the spiritual work. You'll start to engage with others from a different level. You'll start to transition out of the limitations that you've imposed on yourself, and you'll move into whole new dimensions of freedom and abundance. And this is what we offer to all of you who are ready to play with us, whether you're on this call now, or whether you're listening to this call at a later date. That is what's available to you. That's what you truly desire. And when you go on this journey with us, we promise you, you will move closer and closer and closer to that. And with that, we'd like to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Hi, Joshua.
Hello.
I have a fear of dogs, and I have been trying to overcome it for so many years. My progress has been very minimal to the effort that I put in. So now, at least I'm not afraid of small dogs anymore. And I no longer cross to the other side of the road when I see a dog approaching. But I really just want to let this fear go completely and enjoy dogs. And now I have a new neighbor who has a dog. So I really, really need to get over this fear. And so, I don't see perfection in having this fear.
Excellent. So this fear is like all other fears. Something that happened, maybe, or something that you brought with you into this reality is a limiting belief that you are not safe. In this case, it's the limiting belief that you're not safe around dogs. Now, how does this belief limit you? It limits your interaction with dogs. It limits how you can feel around dogs. You perceive that if a dog is here in your vicinity, then you will have to worry about it. You'll have to think about it. You'll have to protect yourself from any possible harm. And this, like all fears, is simply the approach to life of the victim. The victim perceives that outside conditions can harm you. And if this was a lion rather than a dog, we would say, possibly yes, that is possibly a rational fear. And possibly because your belief system is such that you will always fear lions, then the appropriate response that you receive when you see a lion is to get out of the way, is to leave the room, you see. Now, you can see that other human beings have wonderful relationships with animals, with dogs and cats and their pets, and that those pets bring them great joy. And they do not have the fear of those pets. And so they are able to express the love. And as they express the love to those animals, they are channeling or moving source energy through them. And that feels really good. And that relationship with that animal is a spiritual connection, just as a relationship with another human could be. So what's the difference between being afraid of dogs and being afraid of your neighbor? It's all in a belief that something outside of you could harm you. But if you're an eternal being, and if you're the creator of your reality, then you must know that this is not possible. Now, you could experience this, you could explore this idea, you could get close to a dog and have a vibration of fear, and the dog might pick up on that vibration and snap at you. And you could say, yes, I am right to be afraid of dogs, because that dog could have bitten me, that could have sent me to the hospital, I could have had an injury on my hand, and that's an unwanted thing. So I will control my conditions by keeping away from dogs or maintaining this fear of dogs. And in that illusion, you perceive that as long as the dog is not with me in this room, I am safe. But then you would also have to say that as long as the lion wasn't with you, you're safe. As long as the neighbor wasn't in your presence, you're safe. As long as all these things were not in your presence, you'd be safe. But that's limiting, because you would have to limit them from your reality. You would have to control them out of your reality. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be your mother. It could be a friend. I do not want to be in the room with these people because they may cause me fear, negative emotion. And so when you see a small dog and you feel a bit of fear and a bit of negative emotion and you wish the dog was not around, you're feeling the negative emotion or the guidance from your inner self that's saying, no, there's nothing to fear here. You are the creator of this. This animal has come into your presence to show you there's nothing to fear, you see. And even if the animal bit you, you'd be fine, to show you there's nothing to fear. But it's your choice now to feel fear and to adjust your behavior accordingly, to act on an urge to change the condition, whether there's an animal or anyone else, or to say, no, I'm the creator of this reality. This animal is coming to show me love. I can show this animal love. I can accept the animal. And you start with a small dog, and then you get a little bit bigger and a little bigger, and you push past your fear, not just in this area, but in every area of your life. Because what does the fear do? It limits you from having experiences based in love, and it causes you to explore experiences based in fear. So your choice is always this. Am I going to choose experiences based in fear, or am I going to really realize that the fear is irrational, that it's based in a limiting belief, and I will process that limiting belief and live more in love? You don't have to do this all in one step. You can do it little by little by little, but you will have to acknowledge the fear, you'll have to find the limiting belief, and you'll have to start perceiving yourself in a new way. And that new way is, I created all of this. Nothing can harm me since I created all of this. I am the creator. I bring things to me to uncover hidden limiting beliefs. And I'm going to be aware of those limiting beliefs and the times that I do feel fear and the negative emotion associated with the fear. And I'm going to say, no, it isn't the dog. It isn't the neighbor. It isn't the parent. It isn't the child. It isn't any of these things. It's simply a limiting belief. It's all within me. Nothing outside of me is real. It's all created from the limiting beliefs within me, from the fear that I'm bringing forward into this moment in time. It has nothing to do with the outside. It's only to do with the inside. I'm going to move from fear to love. Step by step by step by little tiny step.
Okay, but why is it taking me so long to get over this fear? Because I have actually acknowledged it and worked on it. I have put effort into it, but my progress is so little.
What's the limiting belief?
It's going to bite me.
What happens if it bites you?
It hurts. And I don't know what will happen to me afterwards.
What is the fear? The fear of the pain or the fear of the unknown?
Both.
If you had to choose, as long as I knew I was going to be fine, I could handle the pain. So the unknown is the greater fear. How about if the dog could bite me, but I wouldn't feel the pain, but I still wouldn't know what would happen? See, it's the fear of the unknown. Now, as the creator of your reality, you are moving from one known experience to another unknown experience, unknown, unknown, unknown. You do not know what is going to happen in an hour. You have no idea. But as you've lived this life, you've known that every moment has led to another moment. And while you couldn't know what was going to happen, looks like it all turned out well enough so that you could be here now. You're alive, you're in your home, you've had enough to eat, enough to drink, enough to breathe. Everything is perfect now. You might say, oh, I'm regretting the past or worrying about the future, but you have to admit that everything is perfect right now. And so then every experience of your life has brought you to this moment of perfection. There is nothing wrong in this moment. Yet every moment of your life, you're wondering, is it going to lead to a good moment or a bad moment? I hope it doesn't lead to a bad moment. And that thought can only come from the person who is approaching life as a victim. As the creator, you must know that every new moment is expansive and is going to lead to more and more and more. And therefore, there's no reason to fear it. Because you are an eternal being. Nothing can happen to you. This body that you are believing is you is simply your vehicle that allows you to navigate this reality. And at some point, you will choose no longer to exist in this physical reality, and you'll want to return to the non-physical, and you'll leave this body behind. And this body will assist you in transitioning to the non-physical. But when you do, you will move to the non-physical as a stream of consciousness, but you're a stream of consciousness now. And so nothing can adversely affect a stream of consciousness. Even the pain is a creation of this manifestation of the fear of being bitten. And if you were allowing that, if you were to be bitten by a dog, it would lead to your highest good. And it will help you identify a limiting belief. And there would always be something good in that manifestation event, no matter what it was. Then you could say to yourself this: I choose to love dogs of all sizes. I choose to not be afraid of dogs. I choose to know for sure that if the dog runs up and kisses me, I will enjoy that experience. And if the dog runs up and bites me, then that bite must lead to my highest good, because all experiences lead to the highest good. Your desire to protect yourself is simply an exploration in the limited version of who you are. And it is not bad or wrong. It serves a purpose, but you've done that enough now. So there's no difference between the fear of a dog biting you and the fear of a big bill coming and the fear of losing your house and being homeless and all these other irrational fears that plague you all the time. It's based on your idea of yourself as a victim, as someone who has zero control over the reality and must protect yourself at all times. That's fine. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. Except that it doesn't allow you to live the life you intended to live, because you're so focused on protecting yourself that when inspiration does come, you block the inspiration, because the inspiration will lead to the unknown. And since you are in fear of the unknown, you will have a hard time acting on much of your inspiration, unless the desire is so strong that you push past that little bit of fear. You must come to this new conclusion. I do not want to know what happens, because if I knew what was going to happen every moment of my life, there'd be no benefit to this experience and it would be rather dull. Oh yes, that's going to come. Okay, that's going to come. All right, it's here. Okay, I expected it. Okay, nothing much was gained from that experience. Blah, 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 blah. Boring, 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 boring. You don't watch the same movie 1,000 times. You'd like to watch a new movie all the time, because you know what's going to happen. You do not want to know what's going to happen in this life. But you can navigate this life in joy. That's up to you. And you do that by knowing that everything that comes to you is for your highest good and the good of all involved. If you are fearing something and it comes, it's coming to show you your limiting belief. You have the choice now, the option to process that limiting belief. And if you do, if you process the limiting belief and saying, oh, that wasn't so bad. Oh, it's just an irrational fear. Oh, it's not really real. Oh, it's just showing me that I'm being the smaller limited version of myself. I am going to process that limiting belief by proving it's false. I can be with dogs who do not bite me. I can express my love to animals no matter what. I can feel the joy of expressing my love to all that is without the fear of something unknown happening that could be bad. Because in this reality and in all realities, there is no wrong or bad. It is all right. It is all good. It is all working out for you. Move to that belief system and all of your fears in all areas will start to subside.
Okay. Thank you, Joshua.
Excellent. Who's next?
Hi, Joshua.
Hello.
It's Tyler. I have a fear of traveling too far through the non-physical through meditation and not coming back. Like, there's some pathways I've taken that I've kind of stuck me there, and I'm afraid of going down the wrong channel, running into the wrong energy.
Excellent.
And coming back.
Fantastic question. There's two energies. There's the energy of fear, and there's nothing wrong with that. The energy of fear is just trying to keep you safe. It's your ego. Your ego will say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. It might not turn out well. It's too dangerous. Don't go off in that area. Don't try this new thing. Don't do this thing you're inspired to do. You're alive now. For heaven's sake, don't make any changes, because if you do, who knows what's going to come? That idea is based in fear. The fear of the unknown, the fear of loss, the fear of rejection, the fear of death, the fear of annihilation. Now, all that fear is an illusion. And so as you move through the illusion to chart new explorations, you can know for sure that you're always, always, always moving from fear to love. When you're inspired to do something for the fun of it, the joy of it, the excitement, the exhilaration, you must know that that is an energy based in love, aligned perfectly with who you truly are, aligned with source energy, if it's something fun and exciting. Now, if you hate your conditions and you say, well, meditation is the way I'm going to get out of these crappy conditions that I hate. I'm going to go into meditation and I'm going to leave behind my horrible life and move into something else. Well, the meditation is just going to then show you where you are, show you where you're being, show you where your intentions are. And so that'll just be more further exploration of fear. But know this above all, nothing can hurt you. It is not possible. The only thing you're ever going to be doing is exploring fear or exploring love. If you explore fear, it might seem like things are bad or wrong or should be different or that you're not perfect or unworthy or whatever it may be. That's just the exploration based in fear. As you start to realize that you were never imperfect, that there's never been an imperfect moment in your life, that everyone around you is actually perfect because they're reflecting back to you what you're thinking about yourself perfectly. And that any idea of imperfection is based on a limiting belief that you either picked up along your way or brought with you, and that you're here to process those limiting beliefs. So the moment you choose to say, I am the creator of my reality, I have a bunch of limiting beliefs, there's a lot of fear in my life, but I'm going to chart a new course. And I'm going to chart a course to deliberately move from fear to love. You'll be inspired to do things that align with wherever you are. It'll never be too advanced. You will never be locked up anywhere. You will never be anything but absolutely free. You might be more or less in the illusion, but that's just a game you're playing with yourself. By taking part in this group and this boot camp, you have made a conscious decision, a declaration to the universe and to who you truly are, to say, I'm going to try something new. I'm going to try thinking of myself in a more empowering way. I'm going to try noticing that my beliefs are neither true or false. They're simply limiting or empowering. And I'm going to process the limiting ones and make the empowering ones even more empowering. I'm going to change my set of beliefs from limiting to empowering. I'm going to start to see myself as more perfect than I ever did before. And maybe you'll never get to that level of seeing yourself as absolute perfection. But if you saw yourself as 1% more perfect today than you did yesterday, well, then you're moving in the right direction. You're building momentum. If you have faith that everything actually is turning out all right, then you can know that if you're inspired to meditate, meditate. And if you choose not to, that's fine too, because you cannot make a wrong decision. The illusion will say that you could make a wrong decision. The illusion would say that you had made some good choices and bad choices. But actually, every choice you've ever made, no matter what anyone else thinks about it, has led you here now. No one else is here now. There's only a few hundred people here now. You must understand that somehow, of all the humans on Earth, you're thinking in a different way. And just that alone should be your indication that you're far more powerful than you think you are. Who's in your life now is an indication of how powerful you are. You've created all of this and you've stated to the universe that now you're ready to leave the fear behind, leave the ego behind, and see what lies ahead, even though you don't know what that is, even though it might seem a little scary, even though it might feel uncomfortable. Because as you ascend to new higher vibrations, you'll start to feel better. But that feeling is uncomfortable and it takes time to acclimate to better and better feelings. So what humans like to do is entertain this idea of feeling good, of feeling empowered, of thinking positively, and then it's a little too uncomfortable. Now, isn't it a funny thing to think that feeling good is uncomfortable? Well, feeling bad is uncomfortable and you go back to your normal state. Feeling good is uncomfortable and you go back to your normal state. That's part of the process. But if you can spend a little more time feeling comfortable, feeling good today, you raise that bar. And now you're more accustomed to feeling a little bit better today than you did yesterday. And there's no time limit. There's no rush to this because if you were to go too fast, it would feel overwhelming and you would feel fear and you would do things to bring yourself back down. So go day by day by day, step by step, whatever feels comfortable, notice that. Whatever feels uncomfortable, notice that, and just try to move yourself a little bit higher every day, realizing you are safe, you are taken care of, you are supported by millions and millions and millions of guides and supporters, your inner self and source itself. You cannot get it wrong. This is meant to be fun, so have as much fun as you can, and that will always lead you step by step by step to where you intended to be.
Thanks, Joshua.
Thank you for your excellent question. Who'd like to jump in?
So Joshua, you say, this is Jerry. How are you?
Hi, Jerry.
So you say we have no idea who we truly are. How do we, or will we ever figure out who we really are, truly are?
When would you like to figure that out?
Now.
Excellent. If we told you who you truly are now, then there'd be no purpose for this reality, no purpose for your existence, nothing else to do, nowhere else to have fun, nowhere else to explore. So imagine that hundreds of years ago, you were a famous explorer. And you went to the queen and he said, I'd like to get some money and build a ship and get a crew and go and see what's out there. And so queen says, yes, you get the money, you get the crew together. How fun is all that? You organize all this stuff. You meet all the crew. You hire a captain. You get all this stuff together and you set sail on a new adventure. And then in a foot, you hit the new world and you've discovered everything. And now you're done. And so now as an explorer, with everything explored, what's there left to do? The reason you met the queen in the first place was because you were an explorer. The reason you met all those wonderful people on the crew was because you were an explorer. The reason you have these adventures in your life is because you're an explorer. And guess what? An explorer does not want to be a farmer. An explorer wants to explore. And you will never want to be done with this exploration, because every day when you catch a little glimpse of who you are today, that is a valuable exploration that is exhilarating. And so all of you are explorers. All of you have an idea of possibly who you might be. That idea is but a minuscule fraction of who you truly are. And isn't that a wonderful thing? Because to go from the minuscule fraction idea of who you are to knowing who you are, well, this all would be done. And you would have to start over again. So think of it this way. You've been living life after life after life from the time you were an amoeba to who you are now. And you've gotten closer and closer and closer to understanding who you are. Now, we will say there will be a tipping point at some point. At some point in some life, you will get beamed the clarity to know that you are the creator of your reality. Now, when we tell you you're the creator of your reality, you put that in human terms. We put it in grand terms. So we are telling you who you are, but you can't yet perceive it. But what's the exploration now? The exploration before was, I'm an individual living on a rock, living in a finite existence, trying to effort and struggle my way to that which I think I want. But now, hold on, if I'm the creator of all of this and I've created everything, what do I want to create now? What kind of experiences do I want to have now? If I was efforting and struggling and adding fear into my reality, what would happen if I gave up control? If I didn't worry about what I thought I wanted, if I aligned with what I truly wanted, which is to express love, what if I stopped controlling and efforting and struggling and maintaining this old approach to life, and I started charting a new approach to life with the primary belief is I'm the creator, and that I can be, have, and do anything, and that I can learn to deliberately create what I truly want, and that I can fill my reality with love, which means I can accept myself, I can accept other people, and I can accept the conditions, and I can maybe be of service to that reality, to lean into it, to say, how much could I do? How much could I serve? How much could I contribute? How much love is possible to put into this reality? And if you did that, well, we promise you that would be the most exhilarating exploration that you could imagine, and you would not want it to be over. That's what's waiting for you. The glimpse of who you are is just starting. The exploration of who you are might last eternity.
Thank you.
Excellent.
I love it.
Who's next?
I'll go. I think I have a quick question.
Great. We'll have a very long answer.
Awesome. I love long answers. I have been doing all this work, processing all these fears, and I'm having more fun and all this stuff. And I'm wondering, I guess I'm like not feeling all of the things that are happening. I am getting this like crazy tight jaw, like super sore. It's giving me an earache. Like I'm internalizing stress or something. And it's really weird. I went to my dentist and she was like, whoa, you're super stressed. Wear a night guard. This is problematic. And I was like, I thought I was processing all these fears. So do you have any insight on that?
What in your life could possibly cause you stress?
Thinking that I'm not going to be supported by the universe seems Excellent. To be my biggest thing.
Good. Prior to this, what was your biggest stress?
Not being able to achieve things that I wanted.
Excellent. Okay. So let's put that in context. Prior to your understanding that you're the creator of your reality and that you're totally supported by the universe, you said, I want to achieve these certain things, but I'm just me. I'm nothing special. I'm not that important. I'm not that powerful. I'm just an individual. I'll try and do these things, but who really achieves this stuff? There's billions of people, and most people don't achieve that much stuff anyway. And so I want to achieve these things, but if I don't achieve them, no big deal. I tried. That's good enough. Now that you learn that you're the creator of your reality and that the universe supports you completely and that you can be, have, and do anything you want and that it's all up to you and all you have to do is say, everything's right, nothing's wrong, I'm perfect as I am, everyone else is perfect, the conditions are perfect, then I'll manifest everything that I truly want. And so how easy is that to do? How easy is it to come from a position where you believe lots of stuff was bad, lots of stuff was wrong, that you had no real power, that you were not really anyone special, that you had to effort and struggle your way to every single thing you've ever done in your life, that you had to conform to society's rules, that you have these people who are in your life only because you're being good and you're not upsetting the apple cart. And now you have to come and say, whole, I am the creator of this reality. I can be, have, and do anything. All I have to do is move from fear to love. All I have to do is process limiting beliefs. Can I do that? Is that even possible? What will I lose if I do that? What will people think of me if I radically change into a new approach to life? Maybe I don't want to do this. Maybe I actually want to go back to the old life. At least I had the rules and the structure that I thought protected me from harm. Now I have to give up control. Now I have to stop protecting myself. Now I have to tear down all the barriers. Now I have to become authentic. Now I have to think of every single thing in a brand new way. And we say, guess what? That mode of thinking is causing all your stress because you're taking all of this too seriously because none of it matters. You can't get it wrong. It's just for fun. So you join the boot camp. You entertain the possibility that you can process limiting beliefs. You start to see things in a higher perspective. What's happened since then? Hasn't your world opened up? Hasn't you had all this new inspiration? Haven't you had all these ideas? Isn't everything working out exactly as you hoped? And you're just making it into more of a challenge than it needs to be. You don't have to get anywhere. You will never get done. This is an eternal process that you want to be involved with. and you want to sift and sort. That's the fun of it. Sharing ideas and thinking about things in a new way. You don't have to change anything other than you're no longer a victim. That's it. You aren't a victim. And when you think of yourself in victim terms, you can just say, oh yeah, yeah, I'm being a victim again. No big deal. You're not creating anything unwanted out of that. You will get everything that you need to show you where you are. It's a perfect system reflecting your vibration perfectly. What do you want to do? You want to feel better. Why aren't you feeling better? Because you're judging yourself still. You're still thinking you should be different than you are. If I was better than I am, I would be further along on this journey. I would understand who I am. Things would be manifesting quickly, and I would have no stress. In order to have no stress, I have to be different than I am. I don't like the stress. I don't like clenching my teeth. I don't like things feeling stuck. I have to be better than I am. I have to be different than I am. The same old shit that got you here in the first place. I have to be better than I am to get love. The universe is never going to support me unless I'm better than I am. Well, guess what? The universe has always been supporting you. You cannot get more support than you've always gotten. The day you were born, you were fully supported by the universe. And you received everything you needed through those first several years. You didn't ask for it. You didn't go out into effort and struggle for it. You didn't have a job. Somehow, everything you needed in the first several years of your life came to you. You didn't have to stress over any of it because you were fully supported by the universe. And you're fully supported by the universe now, whether you think it or not. And if the universe, if your inner self thinks you need a manifestation event, guess what? You want that manifestation of it. They know better than you do from your limited perspective. Say, no. I want everything easy, everything comfortable. I want $1 million in the bank. I want everyone to love me. I want all this stuff. And we say, no, you don't. You don't want any of that. What you want is to be involved in this journey. What you want to do is tangibly know who you are from a new perspective. That's where you're going. So enjoy it. And you, if you're letting the ego go a little bit and that feels like fear and you want to call that stress, well, then go ahead and call it stress. But all it is a little fear and you're processing it all perfectly. You're doing everything perfectly. And your experiences over the last year or so should be the thing that allows you to see how perfect everything is unfolding. It's going to get quicker. It's going to get more fun. It's going to be more interesting and there'll be more obstacles to face. And you want to face those challenges because each time you face a challenge, you expand to a new vibrational level. You see yourself more clearly. You have greater wisdom and insights and you start attracting more things based in love. And this is what you want. So love yourself for wherever you are. And love all the people in your life for showing you where you are. And love all the manifestation events and all the negative emotion and all the fear for showing where you are. And relish it, lean into it, enjoy it, be satisfied. Because if it was smooth and flat without anything happening, like most people's lives from their perspective, you would be bored. And you did not come here to be bored. You came here to be fascinated. And that's what's happening.
So the weird jaw pain is just exactly the same as like feeling an emotion or whatever. It's just a different way that I can receive it in a different way that's easier.
Yes, because if you're in stress and there were no signs, no headaches, no body aches, no sleeplessness, no tension. If you were in stress and you had no signs that you were in stress, that wouldn't cooperate with what you intended prior to your birth. You wanted to know every single area of resistance. And that's why you and those of you in this group are a little more emotionally sensitive than the average person. This was one of your superpowers. You wanted to be aware when you were in resistance because you wanted to go with the flow of your life, allow what is to come, enjoy the ride, expand in joy, see things from a higher perspective, and discover how this universe really works. If you did not have the sensitivity that you have, you would not create the desires that would lead you to this kind of information. Those desires were the engine that catapulted you from your old life into this new life. Thank God for all of that. Without the emotional sensitivity, you would not be here now. Notice that the rest of humanity is not here yet, because they didn't come with the same things that you came. However, they get to face more intense fears and get to a level where their desires are created based on those intense fears to hopefully come along this journey if that's what they intended prior to the birth or not. They always have the next life and the next life and the next life. You all came here to discover this stuff now, in this life, in this time of awakening. You came to chart a course and be the first on that path. And so this question helps all those who will follow you, because everyone else is having the same manifestations of stress, or we should say manifestations of fear, and they just wish it wasn't happening. Because if it didn't happen, if I didn't feel the fear, I'd feel so much better. And we say, no, that's not true at all. The negative emotion is just an indication that you're not going with the flow, that you're perceiving something as bad or wrong. How you feel from the time you were a baby is a high, emotionally, vibrationally aligned place. It's the alignment that feels good. So the more you're in alignment, the less you're in resistance, the better you'll feel. Everyone else who's arguing against the conditions and thinking things are wrong and wishing things were different and living as a victim, they are living in fear and never feel good at all. You're going from feeling good to feeling stressed to feeling good to feeling stressed. You're noticing it. And all you have to do is notice that that stress is simply an indication of resistance. Resistance about allowing yourself to be who you are. To say, everything's okay, everything's working out, I am perfect as I am. I don't need to be good in order for the universe to support me. I don't need to be good in order for others to love me. I need to be who I am. And who you authentically are is beyond belief. Who you authentically are is a magnificent, eternal, limitless being of pure positive love. You be that version of you whenever you can, and the jaw pain will not need to alert you to the fact that you're being the old version of you.
Yeah, I think I get confused because in my head, I'm saying those words, but then in my jaw, I'm feeling the tenseness. So I'm like, oh, I thought I was doing that. But I guess just deeper levels of like, do I actually believe it? Or yes,
exactly. Exactly. In your head, you say, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm processing my limiting beliefs. I'm a good student. I know this better. I should be different. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. I should be different. I know better. Oh, I'm not doing it right. Oh, I'm never going to get this stuff. Oh, it's not changing. Oh, if it was changing, then I wouldn't have this job. That's evidence to show that I'm still not changing. Oh, I'm not doing it right after all. You see? Yeah. That's what's actually happening in your mind. Right?
Yeah, I guess I just missed those, like, the secondary pieces. Like, I was saying all the right things.
You're saying all the right things to control the manifestation event.
Always.
Exactly. Enjoy the jaw pain. Release it. Love it. Appreciate it for coming to show you a little resistance and say, it's okay. I can be in resistance. That's okay. I'm moving one step after one step after one step. I'm showing up. I'm doing what I can do. I'm being as authentic as I can now. And my intention is to be even more authentic tomorrow.
Perfect.
Fantastic. We have time for one more question. This should be the silliest question ever asked by anyone in the history of the world. Who would like to ask the silly question?
I have a silly question.
Excellent.
I guess it's kind of silly. I'm just curious about winter. And like, I went for a walk this morning with my kids and everything's dead and things are starting to grow back and stuff. But I just want to know more about why we go through that cycle every year.
So everything is created in physical reality for the purpose of change. Everything is created for the purpose of change. You are born and you have to breathe immediately. You cannot hold your breath. You have to act. You have to act when inspired to breathe, so you breathe. and then you get thirsty. You cannot not get off the couch to get a glass of water. You have to act. And then you get hungry. And at some point, you're going to have to get off the couch and you're going to have to get something to eat. And then you get older. And then you have hormone changes. And then you have new desires. And then you have a new reality, a new condition that you created. And then a hurricane comes and shakes things up. And then winter comes and shakes things up. And then summer comes and you can play around and you can say, this is how I want it to be. And then winter comes again, you go, actually, it's sort of nice here with the snow and everything. And then winter hangs around too long. And then you say, oh, it's freezing here, so let's go to Florida. And then you buy a ticket and you do something and do something and do something and do something. Nothing is static in its reality. It's all for the purpose of moving around and exploring. And everything was good and easy and everything, you'd be bored out of your minds. You came here as intrepid explorers to explore this reality. And if you're not going to do it, the universe is going to bring you summer, winter, fall, manifestation events, old age, all kinds of things, breakups, divorces, DUIs, lawsuits, all kinds of things. The pipes are going to break. The bills are going to come unexpectedly. If you're just not exploring as you intend to explore because you're living in fear, that's the only reason you would not explore, because it's too scary out there and you wish to separate yourself from the connection of others and the environment that you're living in, the universe will find a way to get your ass moving. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you,
Josh. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful.